In 2004, Julia Reitz took over an office that she says had a reputation for charging hard and being tough on crime. Since defeating incumbent John Pylon that year, Reitz says she's proud of changes her office has made in terms of evaluating cases on individual merit.
We don't take a police report and stick it into a computer and the computer spits out, this is what you have to do in this case. We have this discretion to make a decision along a range of choices. And in Illinois, and as in many other, every other state, I would think, the same actual act can be charged a variety of different ways with a variety of different consequences.
But Republican Janie Miller Jones, who spent 9 years as an assistant public defender in Champaign County, says there's no rhyme or reason between getting cases charged as a felony or misdemeanor in Reitz's office. She says that includes shoplifting cases.
Aggravating that up to a burglary for an 18-year-old when they've shoplifted $5 worth of items isn't necessarily equal treatment when you're treating someone else who may be older or may even be younger with just a theft charge when there's no basis for the difference, when they've both gone in and done the same exact thing.
Reitz says unless someone has taken advantage of the system, she's more likely to charge a person in that situation with a misdemeanor. Miller Jones also takes issue with the way Reitz has handled a couple of high-profile cases. Last month at a sentencing hearing, Corey Shackelford leaped from his spectator seat in the courtroom and struck the man charged with murdering his wife's parents. Shackelford spent the night in jail, but Reitz chose not to charge him with a crime. Miller Jones says despite what the convicted murderer had done, that sends the wrong message.
Because he committed this horrible offense, it's okay that he got beat on and this man spent a night in jail and that's just fine and dandy and we don't need to charge that crime. But what we're allowing now is anybody can come into court and if they don't like what's happening, they can attack whomever they want in court.
Reitz says had someone else been hurt in that incident, Shackelford may well have faced criminal charges. But she says it's not open season on the accused and there are protections in place to ensure that, including charging someone with contempt if need be, and ensuring that adequate court security is in place. Miller Jones was also upset with the 2006 case of Jennifer Stark, a young woman who was charged with improper lane usage receiving a fine and probation after her car struck and killed bicyclist Matt Wilhelm in Urbana. Stark admitted to downloading a ringtone on her cell phone at the time. Reitz says any attempt to charge Stark with reckless homicide would have been thrown out by a judge, and while efforts are currently stalled among state lawmakers to enact a more stringent law of vehicular negligent homicide, Reitz says traffic-related cases will always tend to bring out more emotion.
This is a tough explanation to give, but as the state's attorney, I have a responsibility to look people in the eye and say, this is the way the law is, and I'm not going to play politics or public relations in order to make myself look better when I wouldn't be following the law.
Miller Jones says her experience in the public defender's office gives her a better idea of how a crime affects everyone involved, including family members of the victim and defendant and social service agencies. For those reasons, she believes the state's attorney's office needs more community outreach to educate people on how to avoid crimes like obstruction of justice.
This is how you deal with police officers when you're stopped. This is the information that you give. This is why you need to give that type of information. I could do that now as a public defender, but quite frankly, I'm not going to get the same type of welcoming or they're not going to listen to me as much as they would if I were the state's attorney.
Reitz says as a public official, she speaks regularly to high schools and colleges and even suggests Miller Jones could join her on such occasions. But she says that has a limit, and what her opponent wants is simply outside the realm of her primary responsibility as prosecutor.
I can get out and spread that kind of word, and I do that. But at the end of the day, the responsibility for teaching our children how to follow the law, that has to start at home.
Along those lines, Reitz does want to work more with social service agencies and do more to address juvenile delinquency in the years ahead. She says the county's quarter-cent sales tax earmarked for that area should be better utilized to provide counseling for young people and their families. Miller Jones, a political newcomer, remains a public defender with an active caseload, but she says if she's elected and has to prosecute any clients, they'd be handed off to a special prosecutor. I'm Jeff Bossert, AM 580 News.